This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello, guys. I just started listening to your podcast because my sister is a huge fan, and she got me into it. But I wanted to share my story on what happened to me a couple years back. My grandparents live in a small town in Oklahoma, and they lived in this house my entire life. My dad grew up there. My aunt grew up there. It's just been like a really like a family home that we've all grown up in. Anyways, we would stay there over the summer, you know, and enjoy our summer with our grandparents throughout the high school years and everything. And we would hear people chattering at night, dead night. We would hear people chattering in the living room. And me and my brother and my sister would wake up and we're like, our grandparents talking in the middle of the night in the living room? And we would hear, like, they had two rocking chairs in particular, which they sat in. And you could hear them rock from the bedrooms because the house was kind of like a mobile home, but they turned it into a home, like actual house. They added on to it. So we could hear the chairs rocking, and, you know, they're out in the middle of the woods, so everything's like dead silence. You can hear everything in detail. And we would hear the chairs rocking, and then we would hear, like, mumbling, like someone, like, having a conversation, but you can't really tell what they're talking about. So ever since then, we've noticed, you know, there's some activity going on around that property. You know, there may have been a cemetery at one point out there. Who knows out there? But anyway, so my aunt and my dad would tell us stories, too. Like, they used to hear people talking in the living room. They would always wonder what's going on. They'd hear pacing and everything. Well, my story begins when I was on college break, and there's a college in that town, and I decided to live with my grandparents while I was on break. And I got really sick. I had strep, and my eyes started to swell, and I was miserable. So my grandpa would work during the day, and then my grandma was a stay-at-home person, so, you know, she helped me out while I was sick and everything. So on a particular day, I was dead sick, and I was in bed, and I couldn't get up or anything like that. And I remember her coming in to my bedroom and was like, hey, you know, you need anything? And I was like, no, I'm fine. Maybe later. And she's like, okay. Well, that was that. I didn't know she left the house or went to do an errand. I didn't know anything about that. But I remember I felt like a weird energy, like something negative. But I tried to brush it off because I was, you know, sick and I couldn't do anything about it anyway. So I was just laying in bed with a rag over my eyes because they were swollen. And the house was quiet. You could hear like one of their clocks ticking. And all of a sudden I heard, you know, the chair rock. So, you know, I thought it was my grandma. And this is during the day, mind you. And I yell for her, and I was like, hey, grandma, I need a glass of water, please. And then I hear the rocking chair moving. She didn't say anything, which is kind of odd. I heard the rocking chair rocking back and forth, and then all of a sudden it stopped. And then I felt like someone was walking up the steps and going into the kitchen. And I heard the faucet turn on and the faucet shut. So I was like, okay, she's bringing me some water. And I can't see anything. Like, everything was blurred. It's so hard to see anything. But I see my door open, and I see a dark shadow, which I thought it was her, the outline of a person, come in, put the water on my dresser, and just stand there. And I'm like, oh, thank you very much. But then that person didn't say anything, so I thought it was kind of weird that my grandma didn't say anything back to me. So I was just, okay. So that person stays there for a couple seconds, and I'm feeling kind of odd, but I'm too sick to actually pay attention. And this person walks back out and shuts the door and walks back down the hallway. I don't hear if they go back to their chair or not. But anyway, so I'm laying there, I drink my water, and all of a sudden I hear that a car pulled up. So I thought, oh, somebody's here. And the door opens, and it's my grandmother, and she asked me if I'm all right. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, but thank you for the glass of water. And she was like, what glass of water? I was like, you gave me a glass of water, right? And she said, no, I just came back from town. I had to leave for a minute. And I was so terrified. I couldn't even tell her what happened to me. I was like shocked. Actually grateful that whoever gave me water, but I was the only person in that house in the middle of the woods, so, you know, it couldn't be a neighbor or anything stopping by. That was my actual first encounter of something that I could kind of see, not really. Maybe if my eyes weren't swollen, I could have seen what it was. But it was there. I heard it was rocking on the chair, and it walked, and it gave me a glass of water. That was intense to me. So it makes me like a firm believer that there are weird things out there that we can't explain. And I do believe when people say they've seen things or hear things, I'm with them in that boat. But I really wanted to share this story, and I will keep listening to your podcast and subscribe. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.